It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This weekend, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra opens its 2014-2015 PNC Pop season with a program called Heroes and Villains, in which the symphony brings to life your favorite characters from popular movies, including the bright and dark side of movie scores and soundtracks from the James Bond series. Grammy Award-winning recording artist Sheena Easton is the guest soloist for the performance and will sing her James Bond single For Your Eyes Only, among other songs. She joins us now by phone. Sheena Easton, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So how did your appearance in Pittsburgh come about?
Well, I've been doing many guest vocal spots with different symphony orchestras all over the country, as well as I do my own show, of course, when I perform. And I got a call asking if I would be a part of this program this weekend, and I was thrilled. It's an amazing, amazing symphony. I was just there last night. We were rehearsing, and I was blown away. It's a beautiful program they have this weekend.
And as I mentioned, you'll be performing For Your Eyes Only tonight. Could you have envisioned, Sheena, back in 1981 when you recorded this, that over three decades later, you would still be performing it, and not only that, but for a live audience with an entire symphony behind you?
Well, actually, yes, I could. I guess back then I was very young, and when you're young and you have hopes and dreams and ambitions and this vision for the future, you think it's all going to come true. You know, kids dream about being firefighters and ballerinas and whatever, because you think, yeah, I'll go up, I'll be doing that. And I was no different. When I was young, I thought, yeah, I'm going to be singing songs and I'm going to be traveling the world. You know, as I am now a lot older, I realize how many things could have happened to have derailed that dream. But when I was young, yes, I believed that someday I'd be doing it. And the wonderful thing about being one of the lucky members of that James Bond club, so to speak, you know, there's several artists that have been fortunate enough to have been chosen to sing the theme songs. That's a legacy. That's a franchise. That's something that has lived on. There are so many performances of all of the James Bond themes all over the world, because they're enduring, they're wonderful enduring songs. So yes, I'm very happy though that nothing did happen to derail the train, and here I am still doing it 30 years later.
You're happy, as are we, and we have the song queued up. Do you mind if we listen to a little bit of it?
Knock yourself out. I never get tired of it.
Okay, well, here it is, For Your Eyes Only, Sheena Easton. And that's For Your Eyes Only. Of course, Sheena Easton, our guest here on Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Sheena, that never gets old, does it?
Well, I'm fortunate that one of my biggest hits is also a beautiful, beautiful melody. So it's a pleasure to perform each time that I do it.
And you remain the only artist, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you are the only artist ever to be shown singing a James Bond theme song during the opening titles.
Yes, yeah, that's a distinction that I'm lucky enough to have. It was the idea of Maurice Binder, who designed all of those memorable opening title sequences for all of the Bond films. There were usually shadow creatures, shadow women and men performing acrobatics and dances and moves through the opening sequences. And he decided he wanted to put my face in there. And it was kind of interesting because as we shot it, I was wearing a strapless, the underneath part of a strapless ball gown, and a lot of it featured my bare shoulders and arms and my face. And then the sequence was an underwater sequence, and there were these, you know, long-legged women swimming around, and James Bond with his gun, etc. And for a long time after that, people would be like, "Oh, you were naked when you did that." It was so funny. I'm like, no, I wasn't naked. I was standing in a room full of people with a ball gown on. But, you know, whatever. So it gave me a little bit of a reputation when I was young that was kind of interesting to live down for a while.
Well, you just a couple of my friends and I remember that video. I remember watching it with them, and we were wondering the same thing. So thanks for clearing that up.
There's another thing that happened. The poster, and I believe the album cover at the time for the record of the James Bond songs, it featured these long legs, this woman standing with long, long model-type legs. And that's basically all you could see were her legs. And then there was a shot of James Bond looking in the distance and firing his gun. And for a long time, people were astounded when they met me that I was only 5 foot tall. Because where did my long legs come from? Of course, they were not my legs. But, hey, I took the credit for them every time.
Well, were you growing up in Scotland, were you a James Bond fan?
Oh, yes. Yes. I was a huge fan of all the James Bonds. Of course, Sean Connery, being Scottish himself, he's my favorite James Bond of all time. But yeah, I was always dazzled by all of the Hollywood movies, and as we all were over in Britain. That was a big part of my growing up, the music and the TV and the movies of the United States. I think that that's something that now that I'm an American citizen and I've lived here most of my life, I'm very proud of is that the American movie culture travels far and wide.
We're talking with Sheena Easton here on Essential Pittsburgh. Sheena, you will also be performing another James Bond theme song tonight with the Pittsburgh Symphony, Nobody Does It Better, from The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yes.
Does the fact that that song was written by former Pittsburgh Pops conductor Marvin Hamlisch, does that make it special?
Yes, it does. When we were rehearsing that last night, I noticed several of the ladies and gentlemen in the orchestra, they were lovingly commenting on, some of the musical phrasing and the rhythms were very, very typical of Marvin. They'd say, "Oh, that's Marvin." So, yeah, I think that they were enjoying working on that piece very much.
At this stage of your life and career, are there certain things you have to do to take care of your voice?
Yes, I do. I mean, I notice you said at this stage in your life and career, meaning that I'm terribly old now. I get that.
No.
No, but yeah, I think all through your singing career, you have to, just like an athlete and anybody else, you know, the vocal muscle is a muscle, and you can overuse it and you can abuse it. So I make a point of getting enough rest. That's the key ingredient to it. Is you've got to rest your voice as much as you can, especially on show days. And you can't go out and be out in a restaurant or a club or out with friends talking and laugh until 3 a.m. and then get up and expect your voice to be strong to be able to perform the next day. So, yeah, I take care of it. I make sure that comes first. You know, if you know that you've got a job to do, you make sure you have the tools to do it well.
Well, we appreciate the fact that on a show day, you have taken time to talk to us, Sheena.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it, and have a great show tonight. And thanks so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Sheena Easton joining us. She will be the soloist tonight with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra PNC Pops performing all this weekend, Heroes and Villains, starting tonight and ending on Sunday at Heinz Hall. And that brings an end to our program. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend, everybody.